So this week we're covering week two from the recent International Chinese Speaking Conference on the goal of the Lord's recovery, to bring forth the one new man. And so last week we saw that there is an urgent need for us to see a vision concerning the one new man.
Amen.
And why is this urgent? It's because when we look at the world situation today, we look at all the signs and even where we are in church history, we realize that we are at the consummation of the age. In other words, we are very close to the end. Right? And so, for the Lord to return, what does He need? He needs, from Ephesians chapter 4, we see the building up of the body. And this building up of the body actually is the full-grown man. And this full-grown man is actually just the one new man.
Amen.
Right? So all of us, we need to be impressed with this matter.
Amen.
What are we doing here today in the Lord's recovery, in our
Amen.
Christian life? We are here for one thing only.
Amen.
And that is to bring forth the one new man.
Amen.
Because when the one new man is realized in actuality, in our church life, in our church living, then the things will turn, right? The Lord will return. And so this week, however, I was so impressed. You know, this week's title, I will just read it. You can look at it with me. It says, Being Renewed. How about we read it together? How about that? Okay. Being renewed in the spirit of the mind for the practical existence of the one new man. We saw from last week the vision, right? And this week, I was just so impressed. The vision is not something so abstract, that's something that cannot be applied. But actually, this vision is something that needs to govern our daily human living, our church living, our family living, every aspect of our living. This is something that is practical, right? You notice in the title it says, it's the practical existence of the one new man. So in other words, this matter of the one new man must be realized, right, in our church life, our day-to-day, corporate God-man living, right? And so how is this realized in actuality? How can this be practiced? Well, we go through the points, right? Actually, in Roman numeral 2, we realize in our experience as believers in Christ, we should what? Cooperate, right, with the triune God. Number one, to what? To put off the old man, which was terminated on the cross, and put on the new man, which was created through Christ's death and resurrection.
Amen.
I very much appreciated to see that for the new man to be realized, actually, we know very clearly from the verses, right, in Ephesians 4, 22 to 24, there is a process, right? This matter of putting on the new man is in verse 24, but there are two verses prior to verse 24. So I'll just read these verses. If you have your Bibles open, we're in Ephesians 4, 22 to 24. Some of them are scattered through the week. But I just like to read these verses in sequence so that it gives us such an impression. So verse 22 says, That you put off, as regards your former manner of life, the old man, which is being corrupted according to the lusts of the deceit. How about you read with me if you now have it in verse 23. That you, being renewed in the spirit of your mind, verse 24, and put on the new man, which is created according to God in righteousness
and holiness of the reality.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, I hope these verses will become ingrained, constituted. I hope we're pickled with these verses for the next few weeks. Because these verses really show us practically what needs to be done. The first thing is we need to put off. We saw that from the Word, it is very clear. We've been crucified with Christ. Romans 6 says, knowing this. Brothers and sisters, do you know this? Do you realize this? Is this your subjective knowledge that my old man has been crucified?
Amen.
That means when the Lord died on the cross, your old man, my old man, was also crucified with him.
Amen.
And so it's been dealt with. It's been crucified. It's been buried. And so in practice, actually, what needs to happen is we need to let that, let our old man stay buried, right? Stay on the cross. But so many times, you and I think you share my experiences, is that when we're faced with certain situations, we're placed with certain people, the old man just wants to jump out of the burial state, right? Wants to offer his opinion,
right?
And wants to offer this suggestion, wants to do this, to do that. Oh, brothers and sisters, we need to put off.
Right.
And a good illustration, actually, which we have seen from the ministry, is just like, the putting off is like just the putting off of your jacket, right? So many times in our daily living, we just need to put off the old man, right? Let that old man stay crucified,
amen,
right? And then not only that, we need to see that in verse 23, we need to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. This is so critical. Because our old man really is just our former manner of life, right? And that's stated in verse 22. And that actually just encapsulates all that we are in the old creation, right? And this has so many complexities. Just to share from last week, I remember... through this speaking, we realize, you know, we gave this illustration. We have the UN today, right? And not just the United Nations. Maybe, in the church meeting, maybe if we look around, right? Actually, this conference was given in a venue where we had over 50 countries represented, right? And so maybe you're in that kind of gathering. You look around at all the different faces, the different nations represented, and you would say, oh, wow, that's the testimony of the one new man. But actually, it's beyond that. It's more than that, right? That is not actually a very accurate understanding of what the one new man is. Because the one new man is something that has been created in Christ, right? It is something that altogether is devoid of the old manner of life, the old manner of living. Right, and so just because you have this vista of all these nations represented, behind every skin color, every background, ethnicity, there is what? There is a manner of life, right? Their upbringing, their way of doing things. All of that actually needs to be put to death, right?
Amen.
Needs to be put to the end. And again, this is something so practical. I'm going to emphasize this again and again.
Right.
Actually, you know, I was considering, you know how we could see or have a litmus test of whether or not we are really realizing the one new man? It's when all of us, let's say we go to the kitchen. You know, we're going to serve food, right, pretty soon. We all go to the kitchen and we're given this menu. Let's say, okay, we need to make spaghetti. Okay, and then the test is, can we coordinate? You know, when you're in a kitchen, right, everybody wants to offer their view of how to cut. Oh, this is, you know, Aaron, this is how you're supposed to cut onions. Let me show you. You cut it like this, right? Or this is how you're supposed to brown the beef. The question, do you cook the noodles and then put it into the sauce? You know, some people do this. I don't like it. I like to cook the noodles separately and then put the sauce on. But some people, when they make spaghetti, they cook the noodles and they dump it into the sauce. Does that bother you? Are you able to get along with that person who does that, to insist on that? My mother-in-law and my mother, they've been helping out with us. They've been living with us. And this past Friday, actually, I was just laughing when my mother shared this. She didn't realize I was thinking about this. But, you know, she shared that, you know, because she was living with us this past week. And then when she went back home, she realized that Brother Joe had a different way of living. Right? His way of washing, dishes was different, altogether different than hers, right? And so when she got back, she had to wash everything again, right? But I was laughing, you know why? Because when my mom was living with us, I realized, oh, Sister Amy, she has a completely different way of living, right? And then Sister Phyllis, also different way of living. And then I share with the saints that actually last time, you know, when Judah was born and our mothers were helping with us, oh, I had a lot of issues, right? Problems of how my kitchen was being rearranged, right? The cups were being put in the wrong place, the dishes are... And so this time when Ezra was born, actually I knew this was about to happen. My mothers are coming over, right? And so I prayed, Lord, I want to experience this, right? I want to put to death my way of living, right? I want to be renewed in the spirit of my mind. Actually, it's not a matter of what's right or what's wrong. It's just the simple fact that our old man has so many different baggages, things that come along with it, right? And so all of that needs to be put to death. And the way, actually, again, is to experience the renewing of the spirit of our mind. Amen. And I was so touched that, and I'll finish with this point, that the last Roman numeral, in the last few points, it tells us, actually, the way for us to be renewed is by drinking the one Spirit. Amen. Oh, this gave me such a good impression this week. This is not something that we need to try on our own to use our self-effort, but actually we just need to enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
We need to drink this one Spirit.
Amen.
And you know, we were fellowshiping, John and I, we were just so touched that, you know, the context of this matter of the drinking of the one Spirit is found where? In 1 Corinthians 12. It's actually in the context of the body, right?
Amen.
Just as in the body we have many members, right? And the many members are just what? One. So also is the Christ,
Amen.
Right? And then we see that in this verse, that also in one Spirit we have been all baptized in one body. And then there's no longer, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, we are all given to drink this one Spirit. So what does this mean? This means that actually our drinking of the Spirit is for the formation of the one new man.
Amen.
Maybe sometimes we thought in the past, oh, to drink the Spirit, it's like, oh, when I'm down, when I need a little recharge, when I'm a little discouraged, when I'm a little unhappy, oh, it's time to drink the Lord, right? To receive a little something, right? But actually, if we have this view, we realize, no, your drinking is beyond that. It's not something just personal, right? It's something corporate. It's so that our minds can be renewed and so that the one new man can be brought forth. So I think I went long enough. We could stop here. We hope all the saints, you could share, open up from your experiences, your enjoyment of this past week. And for practicality, let's keep the time for 2 minutes. Don't be concerned when the piano sounds 2 minutes. Just wrap out your thought. But let's have many, many opportunities for the saints to overflow from this week. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I like Shepherd's example about the dishes in the kitchen. my mother's are coming, the dishes are going to be, right? So this week in Galatians, in our small group, we're in Galatians. And we're in chapter 5. And I didn't intend to speak this, but it just goes right with... Anyway, it says, don't be otherwise minded. Don't be otherwise minded. So Paul, what should we be? Well, we should care for the enjoyment of Christ and for keeping the oneness. So if things like, you use the example of chairs. If the chairs are arranged, use the arrangement of a chair. So we'll just use the arrangement of the dishes. If the arrangement of the dishes bothers us, then we're otherwise minded. This is the old man. This is the old man, the old manner of life. So what should we do? We shouldn't be bothered by whether the chairs are arranged one way or the other way. We should care for the enjoyment of Christ and for the keeping of the oneness.
Right.
This is the putting on of the new man. So how do we do this? How do we put off the old man, and how do we put on the new man? Well, there was a question in day three. Who is Christ? And where is Christ? So I like the who and where. So who is the new man? Who is the new man? And where is the new man? So who is the new man is, the new man is an entity, like the table. The table is an entity. So how would I put on this entity? Well, how would we all put on the entity? Well, as far as a table, I don't know, because we couldn't even all come and touch the table at the same time. But so, the new man, how do we all put on the same entity on the new man? Well, the new man is just, in day one it says, the new man is Christ is the life-giving spirit mingled with our spirit.
Amen.
That's the new man. The new man is the redeemed human beings. That's us. Mingled with the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
So that is the one entity that we all need to put on. Where is this one entity? In our spirit.
Amen.
Mingled with our spirit. So now we can see, how do we put on the new man? Well, this spirit, this corporate mingled spirit, this one entity, needs to be practical. Practical means in our, not just in our spirit, but in our, especially in our mind.
Yes.
So the spirit needs to soak, spread,
amen,
saturate,
amen,
not the one corporate mingled spirit. There's only one spirit. The one spirit that we need to put on needs to saturate, soak, permeate, and needs to get into our mind.
Amen.
That's the renewing of our mind.
Amen.
Through the spirit of our mind.
Amen.
We get renewed in the spirit of our mind.
Amen.
The spirit needs to saturate our mind.
Amen.
This is the renewing.
Amen.
This is the putting on of the one new man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are in the same book, but we're just 1 week ahead of you. But this, we are on week three, but praise the Lord, it's talking about the one new man. So I was just considering, Lord, you know, many times we pray for the vision. Lord, I want to see the vision of the one new man. But one brother is sharing, I realizing, Lord, when the Christ was put on the cross, when he died, he break down the middle wall. We are crucified with him in that day, 2,000 years ago. We were all put into this one new man. So the one new man exists already. Through our baptism, we've been put into his death and his resurrection.
Amen.
We were all put into this one new man. So one new man is not each individual, but it's a corporate one new man. So I'll just touch by the brother sharing. He says, what's frustrating us? You know, many times we pray for the vision. He says, the vision is actually here. But the only thing that frustrating not seeing it is because our old man, because many veils in front of us. So what we really need to pray is, Lord, remove the veils.
Amen.
You know, we need to remove the veils. And what's the veils? It's our old man. That's what we need to take off. You know, the old man, what's frustrating us is our character, our culture, our everything. When I'm sitting here, I was just loving within my heart to, like, Lord, here, exactly like what I'm meeting in Melbourne. We're all the same. But we need to exercise our spirit, not looking at one another, but one with this one new man.
Amen.
And then even through Sue Shepherd's reading, you know, we need to put on the one new man. That's verse 24. But if you continue to read Ephesians chapter 4, Then Paul says, therefore, having put off the lies, speak truth, each one with his neighbor. So he's talking about all the practicality of our old man. So if we are just, you know, each person become when we talk about the new man, it's just good Christians, then we don't need, only two persons can causing all the problems. So in the body, in this new man, really us frustrating the new man. So this, you know, I realized that, Lord, our praying should be, Lord, I want to exercise my spirit, be one with you, you know, and then the Paul's encouragement, just set your mind on your spirit. So throughout, it's no good just know about it, talk about it, and not practice in our daily living. So in our daily living, we really need to exercise to be one with him. But when one with our head, grow into our head, then we automatically, we are in this one new man.
Amen.
So be encouraged. We just need to encourage one another.
Amen.
Lord,
Amen.
Help us to take off the old man and be one with him.
Amen.
I was appreciating our putting on the old man and the new man respectively is based on an accomplished fact.
Amen.
So we know that in the very beginning, God created man in his own image. And this was Adam. He was a corporate man. But he's the first man. And later we see that the first man later became, well, we know it was corrupted according
right.
to the lust of the deceit.
Amen.
So this old man, the first man became the old man. So Adam, which was the man created in God's image, fell to the uttermost. He couldn't fulfill Genesis 1:26. He couldn't express God corporately. He couldn't represent him with his authority corporately. And so the second man had to come. And this is our Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Our precious Savior. He was the second man who personally fulfilled Genesis 1:26. But he had to... We realize, actually, Genesis 1:26 is really for a corporate man. He wants a corporate man. But how could a personal man, Jesus, have a corporate man, a corporate new man? We know through the cross, as the second man, he terminated the old man so that he could create in himself the new man. And this new man is the corporate Christ that expresses God to the uttermost and represents him with his dominion also corporately. And so we see that this is an accomplished fact. So us putting off the old man, which was corrupted, okay, we should see, and I'm beginning to see this week, more and more, even through these, anyway, weeks, that our old man is really bad. It's corrupted. This is the verse. It is, you know, this is divine revelation. Our old man is corrupted according to the lust of the deceit. Okay,
Amen.
We probably don't like dwelling on these words, but this is the truth. That our old man is corrupted according to the lust of the deceit. There is an enemy. There is a liar.
Yeah.
There is a deceit underlying our old man that is the source of it. And it's constantly being corrupted by its lust, by its desires to pursue this, to do this, for its pleasures, for its entertainment,
Amen.
To give itself satisfaction. And the new man is created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality.
Amen.
We want reality. You know, this. We're not really for any kind of performance, really. Even this morning, we realized there might be, you know, there might be a situation, a condition, but we're not for performance. We're not just for behavior. We want reality.
Yeah.
And reality is God himself. And so for us to put on the new man, for us to actually have the reality of the new man and the practical existence of the new man. Okay, the new man is already a reality, but for the new man to actually be brought forth, to develop, to mature, our mind actually needs to be renewed. And I was just really touched this week, how much my mind is a hindrance for the new man.
Amen.
Even what the sharing was brought forth, the new man is something. We should just, whenever we think of the word new man, it should be something corporate. So our mind is a hindrance because we're just so different from one another. Our ways of thinking, even our you know, how we do things, our former manner of life, it just divides us here, there, there. But to put on the new man, to be renewed in the spirit of the mind,
Amen.
Actually it's a matter of a corporate community life, a corporate God-man living.
Amen.
So that with... Yes, we all have differences. We all have cultural differences.
That's right.
Due to our upbringing. But to put on the new man, for our mind to be renewed, means that we're brought into the reality of the new man, so that there could be such a corporate living to express God corporately and to represent Him corporately.
Amen.
Amen. I was touched and I enjoyed this day six and day six. That in our prayer, we need to have a desire to enter into the practicality of the one new man. And thus, we need to ask the Lord to renew our mind and transform our inner being.
Amen.
Daily, we need to put off the old man and put on the new man. For this, we need to drink of the one Spirit so that we may be renewed in the spirit of our mind.
Amen.
In every area of our daily life.
Amen.
And when I look at myself, I have a lot of work to do to get there, you know, but I'm keeping on. All those who love Him, pursue Him, and follow Him on the entire earth today must be renewed in the spirit of their mind to become the one new man.
Okay.
Taking Him as their person and living by Him. This is what the Lord wants today. And I really touch with a little prayer in the four says, Lord, I am here.
Amen.
I want my mind to be fully open to You.
Amen.
Come
Amen.
In and fill me up.
Amen.
Permeate me, saturate me, and possess my entire inward being.
Amen.
When the Spirit permeates our mind, the ordinances are over.
Amen.
When the Spirit has possessed and saturated our mind, we will not care for black, white, Chinese, Japanese, American, British, German, French, Italian, or Spanish. We will not care whether the meeting is noisy or quiet.
Right.
We will only care for the one new man.
Amen.
Amen. We Christians are one and we are not conformed to the thing, this age of division.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise Your
Lord. I was really touched with Roman numeral 3 about the Spirit in our spirit.
Right.
And anyway, my husband and I recently we've had this experience. And which 3 weeks ago, we received a call from a brother in New York City. He asked us if we can visit this elderly saint in a hospital, a sister. And we don't even know who the sister is. Turns out she's from California. She moved here to New York City for treatment. And she's in the hospital. She has terminal 4 cancer. And they're asking if saints can visit her. And so, you know, we had the feeling from the body to go visit her that week. And, you know, it was just so sweet. And, you know, she's 80-something years old. And at one point I asked her, you know, sister, in your whole experience of being in the church life, what has been your main highlight? And without a doubt, she said, experience the Lord in your spirit. Whatever you're going through, always experience the Lord in your spirit. And that really touched me. She was there on her hospital bed, and we're a bunch of youngins. And we still have a long way to go, but we're just encouraged to keep going on.
Amen.
Keep experiencing the Lord in your spirit.
Amen.
And so this week it
Amen.
Talks about Ephesians 4:23, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The Spirit does not want us to just stay in the spirit. He wants to invade to our mind.
Right.
Our mind, you know, the Spirit wants to renew, reconstruct, rearrange the mentality. Our mind is our director of everything we do. So I was touched, you know, how much have I drunk of the Spirit every day? You know, like that sister said, we have to keep going. We have to keep drinking. You know, day six, it talks about sometimes we go through things and, you know, it just fluctuates. But is our drinking consistent? You know, the more we drink, the more we think what God thinks, the more we see what He sees, the more we do what He does. So I'm just encouraged. May the Lord keep invading, like, our mind and spreading from our spirit, soul, to our body. And may we keep drinking the Spirit this week.
Amen.
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 Touched by day 6-2, and I have some experience in my life. I'm sure some of you may have a similar experience. Sometimes I think I remember this thing very, very clearly. I'm 100% sure. Sometimes even 200% sure I'm clearly right. But the things turns out I'm wrong. So we can't be think too high of ourselves. That means that's why Philippians 2:3 said. We should be in loneliness of our mind, considering one another more excellent than ourselves. So when we in a group, in a church life, we can't be always too strong to stick to our point, because we are not that strong.
Yeah.
We are not that right.
Right.
We should be loneliness, be humble, and be forbearance, you know, to willingly to, how do you say, to submit ourselves to us, to others.
Exactly.
And just like Day 6 said, humanly speaking, there's no possibility to get rid of our differences, because we all raised in a different background. We have like me, almost 50 years, you know, my habits, my, you know, way of living. So it's very hard to change. But here it said, without the Lord's grace and without the Spirit, just like our sister shared, without the Spirit, we can change. Nobody of us can change. So the way is, you know, we need to have a regular, how to say, here is that we should have a regular drinking of the Spirit.
Amen.
It should be consistent, can't be irregular. Like myself, last week, for some reason, I'm kind of, you know, weak. I can't really read any spiritual things. Yeah, basically, every day I should read some, you know, Bibles, morning revival, life study. But last week, I almost read nothing. I don't know why, but I feel so weak and read nothing. And the whole week, I'm very down and just complain and have a lot of issues. Sometimes when we have a regular drinking, we don't think, okay, things seem like the same as before. It don't seem things like change a lot. But if 1 week you don't drink, you can see the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, and another thing I'm really, yeah, 2 seconds. I'm really impressed is, like Sister Barbara shared, in our prayer, we must have a desire to get into the practicality of the new man.
Amen.
We need to ask the Lord to show us what the real practical problem is in our daily living.
Amen.
For our fellowship with all the saints and also with the Lord.
Amen.
So without God's mercy, without God's light, we really don't know how darkness it is in our heart.
Right.
So we need God's mercy and also we need the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So for this, like for the one new man, I think I have to be honest. I think this is very hard to do. You know, to me, I have to know it's very hard to do. If we put that in practice, let's say even within a family, you know, within a family, I have family only 6 members. It's all like basically all oriented from Chinese. If we want to be in a spirit, in a harmony, it's not easy at all. You know, sometimes we even just say a simple like get out of the house, and for timing, you know, sometimes this person is ready, but the other person is come and take a nap. So it's really not easy. So you think about then, you think about the church, and you think about like even broader situation. That's even harder. That's even harder. So sometimes I got frustrated. I say, oh my God, you know, give me a family, but how can I get everybody in one page? So I even try to give up. Maybe, you know, there's never time, you know, people can get on one page. But I still got encouraged when I'm back to the Spirit.
Amen.
But I have to fail to say, you know, each member is valuable in the Lord.
Amen.
And also in the church life, the same thing. You know,
Amen.
Each member is valuable in the Lord.
Amen.
Although we are very different. We are very different. Like, also in the church life, in the new man, even for the eating, you know, we are very, very different. In the Chinese dish and from American hamburger is very different. Yeah, but we have, if we are mature enough, our spirit can be on that, you know. So, and we can take care of each other, you know, with all the difference. So, yeah, we just think, you know, but in the Spirit, in the Lord Jesus, you know, we can do it.
Amen.
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 That's Amen.
Right.
Amen.
brothers and sisters, how old are you? How old are you? I'm not asking you a real age. You know, this past week, I asked myself several times, how old am I? And every time I end up with the answers, how old am I? From question mark to exclamation mark. We are so old. We are so much in the old man. You know, majority of time we are not really in our spirit. So I remember a couple of years ago, once Sister Ping told me, "Oh, you are so predictable." You know, when we are in the old man, we are so predictable because we are all living because according to our old manner of life, our background, our disposition, everything. But only when we are in the new man, we can be flexible. Yeah. Flexible, not even in the old man's sense, right? In the old man, we can try to flexible, or our personality could be flexible, but that doesn't count. But if we are really in the new man, just like Paul, he said, you know how to be a base, right? You know how to be abound. You know how to be filled, how to hunger. You know how to lack or abound, right? Because he learned the secret. And that secret is he can do all things.
Amen.
In whom who empower him.
Amen.
Only we are in Christ and in this new man, we are able to be flexible. The flexible, not for any other purpose. Flexible is because we see there's a goal. This goal is for the one man. You know, the church life, if we always insist we are right, our own way to do, there's no possibility. There's a practical existence of one man. So I was just, touched by all many brothers, sisters you're sharing. We really need to have this heart.
Amen.
We really need to pray, not for other reason, it's for the political existence of one new man, so that the Lord will work in us. We can be transformed. We can be renewed, our spirit of mind. And so that we will gradually, more and more, through this process, in the reality of one new man.
Amen.
Amen. Actually, in the beginning of the day five message, I was very touched by Brother East. He said when he was a young believer, I thought that when he, read this renewing in the spirit of the mind, right, is for Christian behavior. This is actually what my thought when I was, first read the verse about this one new man. In fact, the new man was only mentioned twice. In the whole New Testament, right? One time is in Ephesians, and one time is in Colossians. Of course, there are examples in other, like Philemon, but it was not, the word new man was not mentioned. And if you look at the dates of where those books were written by Paul, we really have to enter into the Paul's thoughts, right? When the Spirit was leading Paul to write those epistles, what is really Paul in that kind of situation, when mentioned? So it was very interesting. I think it was also by the help of the messages during the past Chinese speaking conference when Brother helped us to see actually the dates of Paul's writing those epistles were actually very similar. It was actually when Paul was being put into the Roman prison. That was, if you remember in Acts chapter 22, 21, around that the time, it was describing that Paul, at that time, he finishes his third journey, right, his gospel journey, and he wanted to really go to Jerusalem, actually, right, to, I think in one way, he wants to tell the brothers in Jerusalem how much God has done in the Gentiles, and but you also remember that when actually the brothers, the elders in Jerusalem, they didn't seem to, they say, "Hey, praise the Lord," right? But then say, "Oh, the brothers here, they were all very zealous on the Judaism, right? So you see this totally two different lines they were on, right? And you know, the brothers in Jerusalem, they were very much in Judaism. Even though they received the Lord, they praised the Lord, but then their practice, you know, their ways of living was still former, was still Judaism. So that is really the Paul at that time. He was actually suffering from this. But of course we know that the Lord has his sovereignty, and then later, you know, he almost got killed, right, during that turmoil. But the Lord has his sovereignty. He really actually, you know, on one hand he saved Paul, but he, you know, was also put into prison. And we know at that time actually a lot of those epistles were wrote in the prison, and actually this is all Lord's sovereignty. But then this one new man, I'm just back to this topic, right? In his thoughts, right, he was like, you know, the Lord is really, his heart's desire is to gain this one new man. But he was really heartbreaking, right, to see that the brothers, you know, there were still such divisions. Certain brothers, the Jewish brothers, were practicing the Judaism. I mean, it was really he was heartaching, I would say. I can feel how much heartache he has, right? Even though all have received the Lord Jesus, but their practice was so differently. Their ways of living was so differently. So this is really not just, this one new man is not just for our personal behavioral change, let's say. Well, yes, it matters, right? Our old ways of living, we need to change. Our behavior, you know, we need to live out Christ. But then this is really more for the corporate man, the corporate one new man, which is the body of Christ. This is what the Lord is after. So I think this vision really has to rot into our daily living. This is one new man is really for the goal of the corporate one new man. So that, you know, we cannot really bring our old man into like the examples that brothers gave, right? You know, in the kitchen, everybody has different things. And I can say, you know, when we come together in fellowship on gospel, everybody has their own idea, right? We say, okay, how we can, you know, help the church to grow? Everybody would have their own idea. So really, we really need to pray to the Lord that we have Christ becoming our person. This one person will govern our fellowship, will govern our service, will govern our daily living. So even this can be expanded to our daily living, right? You know, like I think our brother gave a very good example. In fact, our church, our family life is our church life. Right, we don't have two sets of living. This is the Lord have. Church life is not just coming into like Sunday service, right? A lot of Christianity. It's not just coming together to meet. We're here to have a living that the Lord will satisfy. Amen. That we have a living that will lead, will bring forth this one new man. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
was kind of touched between two footnotes that we covered on Friday at one of our home meetings. The footnote for 2 Corinthians 5:15 for two, the word two. This, when we're talking about desiring to be the new man, I think we need to realize, are we living for the Lord or are we living to the Lord?
Amen.
Living for the Lord denotes that there's still a separation. It's still two people separate from one another. But living to the Lord, I don't understand this analogy because I haven't experienced it yet, but they said it's like being married like a husband and a wife. And I only can assume, because I don't know this experience, but as a husband and wife, you know what's on each other's heart better than, let's say, a father and a son would know, because you're living to one another. And so we need to understand is that actually we need to come to this point is that are we living to the Lord? Are we living to the point where we want to be one with Him?
Amen.
Only then can we even come to even close to becoming this new man.
Amen.
But it doesn't mean that, okay, we say we're one to the Lord, so that means next week, you know, everything will be okay, we're going to be different, you know, mannerisms are going to change. It's impossible. Actually, it says in the Morning Revival, if we come just changing our outward appearance, it's just doing a performance. There's no renewal of the mind. But what I really enjoyed is actually the footnote for 1 Corinthians 12:13 for drink.
Amen.
To be baptized in the Spirit is to get into the Spirit and to be lost in Him.
Amen.
To drink the Spirit is to take the Spirit in and to have our being saturated with Him. By these two procedures, we are mingled with the Spirit.
Amen.
To be baptized in the Spirit is the initiation of the mingling and is once for all.
Amen.
To drink the Spirit is the continuation and the accomplishment of the mingling and is perpetual forever.
Amen.
This requires us to call on the Lord continually and draw water with joy from Him as the fountain of living water.
Amen.
Right. So drinking is actually perpetual and forever.
Amen.
It doesn't mean that when we get there, we're going to stop drinking. No, it is forever. We need to forever drink of the Lord.
Amen.
And hence, you know, talking last week, we all have this life. We all have the life of Christ. This, we received it upon our baptism. Yet, in order for us to become this person, to have this mind of this person, there needs to be the growth of this life. And this needs to be the constant saturation of this Spirit.
Amen.
So what I really enjoyed from, I don't know if it was last week or this week, but it, this one line is, we cannot allow ourselves to get out of our Spirit.
Amen.
So, saints, let us always be in our Spirit. Let us have our mind renewed by being saturated in our Spirit.
Amen.
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 This week, I was really reminded how we were created. Like, you know, I feel like a lot of times I see that, you know, we have a mind. That's the most obvious part, right? We're all thinking. We're able to observe what we're seeing that's going around us. And I feel like I personally rely so much on my mind. You know, my mind helps me essentially, like, do everything.
Yeah.
It helps me, right. Helps me read the Bible.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I was fellowshipping with a brother, and I realized, like, at first, you know, I knew that we needed the mind, the body, and we needed the body, soul, and spirit. We're made by these three elements. And it becomes so evident that we're so easily corruptible. We're so vulnerable because of our minds. We think that this is the thing that gives us the amount of strength, but really, you know, once you get really into it, it's the Spirit. The Spirit is what actually strengthens us.
Yes.
The Spirit is something that helps you overcome the evils of this age. the spirit communicates to our spirit, and through this unity, through this mingling, we become so empowered. And then it helps, and it helps renew the mind. But like, I keep coming into contact and realizing, like, wow, every time I think my spirit is like failing me, it's really my mind. It's really the fact that my mind has seen this particular thing, and I'm being deceived or misled.
Right.
But every time when I go back and I realize, oh man, you know, I feel this tug, you know, I realize, whoa, okay, I really need to communicate with God on this. Mm. And so one of the verses that touched me this week actually was Romans 12:2. It says, "And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect." So it's just so hard to remind yourself of that, you know. But I feel like the more you come into contact with God, the more you worship, the more you pray, the more you realize that you need to rely less off yourself, and you need to be, you need to give all your the things that cause anxiety to God, and only through then you can actually find some peace. You can actually find that you can, you're a lot stronger than what you know you're capable of doing.
Amen. So I really appreciated our spirit. I think in the Bible there are many places that shows that there's a crucial relationship between the mind and the spirit.
Right.
You know, when the Lord when the Lord was about to go to the cross, and Peter held him back, and Peter screamed at the Lord, told him, "No, this shall by no means happen to you." What did the Lord say? The Lord said, "Go behind me, or stand behind me, Satan." And he said what? He said, "For you are setting your mind on the things of what? On the things of men, and not the things of God." And Paul himself said in Romans chapter 8, "The mind set on the Spirit is life and peace."
Amen.
And in Colossians 3, Paul says that we have to set our mind on the things which are above.
Amen.
So these verses show us that for us to be renewed in the spirit of our mind needs to be set on the Spirit.
Amen.
Our mind needs to be filled and saturated with the Spirit.
Amen.
But for the mind to be filled with the Spirit, this means that we need to take care of our spirit.
Amen.
Because if we don't take care of our spirit, the Spirit has no way to permeate into our soul, into our mind. Really appreciate what the brother said. You know, recently I was reading this book called The Training and the Practice of the Vital Groups. And Brother Lee in there, he says that many believers do not realize the preciousness of the divine life within them. Or you can interpret that as many believers underestimate their spirit. You know, I've been realizing that it's very easy for me to underestimate my spirit. Our spirit has the power to break into our mind,
Amen.
To fill our mind, to saturate our soul. But we have to take care of our spirit.
Right.
If we don't take care of our spirit, how will the spirit saturate? And I enjoyed this concerning drinking the spirit. Isaiah 12 says, "Therefore you will draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation."
Amen.
And the next verse shows us how to drink.
Amen.
"And you will say in that day, give thanks to Jehovah.
Amen.
Call upon His name.
Amen.
Make His deeds known among the peoples.
Amen.
Remind them that His name is exalted."
Amen.
So how do we drink of the Spirit? We have to call upon His name.
Amen.
In the footnote that our brother just read, it says that the best way to drink the Spirit is to call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When we call upon the name of the Lord, the more we call, the more the Spirit will fill our minds.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, let's let the Spirit do the work.
Amen.
You know, try not to, we don't have to think too much about this or that. The more we enjoy the Lord, the more we touch the Spirit will have a way to renew our minds.
Amen.
Amen. Message. You know, originally I thought that, you know, I probably read this like a lot of times. I understand this. But then, you know, this week I said that I really don't get it, you know, because if you look at the title, Being Renewed in the Spirit of Mind, for practical existence of the one new man, what is the practice existence? What does it mean? And then, you know, some of the messages, it says to put on the new man is to put on the community life of the one new man. Okay, and then somewhere it says to put on the new man is to have church life. So in other words, you know, actually, this is probably beyond what we are thinking about the one new man. You know, actually, the last Lord's Day, Sunny asked me. Sunny said, you know, what is the meaning of Ephesians 2:15? When Paul said he might create the two in himself into one new man. What is the two? Actually, the two are two people, right? It's actually not two individuals. And I don't know if you have this practical experience that, you know, sometimes if you see a brother or a sister falls, do you have the feeling that it's because that I do not pray enough for them? I do not take care of them. You know, actually, this past week I was reading I was preparing the young people's high school senior standoff. And yesterday, the young people's meeting, I fellowship on this. You know, every year I cry at least two times. Of course, I cry more, but at least two times. One is for young people, and one is for young people serving ones. And before, you know, I always say that, where are these young people? Where are they now? But this year, I found out, where are these serving ones? Where are they now? This past Tuesday, I just fellowshiped with some brothers and sisters. It seems that we probably need to have this high school senior send-off on Saturday. But we only have a few days to work on it. I was like, you know, who is going to work on this? I cannot ask young people. I can only ask college students. So, you know, Kyle knows that sometimes I have these crazy ideas, but then, you know, like when they say do, then we just go. And then three or four college students, you know, text me back and say, we can do it. But, and I still remember one brother said, how can I help? I said, work on the video and get it done by Saturday, period. And then later on I was thinking that, you know, actually, I myself, I'm very busy at work, actually. I have a great deal in 2 weeks. So I actually have to work a lot, you know, after work. But then on Thursday, because one college student said that, you know, the deadline is Friday. And then when I was like, can I just work on my grind? And, you know, that the college students work on it and don't know, you know, don't have the photos and don't have the videos and have nothing to work on. So then, you know, I just told the Lord, I just cannot do this. So believe or not, Thursday I did not sleep. I did not sleep at all. I looked for all the photos from the past years and I just uploaded the photos. And I think that, you know, sometimes church life is just like this, you know. When you think that, Lord, I cannot do it, I really have no time, and I also have no desire, you know, just that other people to do it. No, and sometimes I think that we have this mentality, no matter what, Lord will get it done. However, the Lord really needs our, you know, cooperation. I think that, you know, Shepherd actually gave us a very good, you know, example. But then I think that at least two people or three people are in the kitchen. You know, I have to confess that, you know, like in my home, I usually don't go into the kitchen because I know that I will not get along with my mom. So, you know, just let her do it and he will get it done. But actually, this is not the reality of the church life. I believe that the Lord would rather that three or four people in the kitchen instead of just only, you know, one person does it all the time. So may the Lord encourage us that we see this picture, we have this mentality of this corporate living.
Amen.
Amen. So this week I appreciated that
Roman numeral 1, everything that the Lord is doing in this present age is to usher in the practical existence of the Lord. This is the Lord's rule of our friends today. So everything that the Lord is after right now, and even the goal of the Lord's recovery, is for the practical existence of the one new man. Right? He's after the one new man. And then the key to this is being renewed in the spirit of our mind. So it was being reminded, and just, I just feel like it was just more on my heart this week that we need to allow the Lord to renew our mind.
Amen.
To be renewed in the spirit of our mind. And to cooperate with Him, like Sister Pim was saying, and the other saints, and to allow Him to change our concepts, our perceptions, our thoughts, our like everything in our mentality needs to be changed by the Lord. And the way to do this is just by drinking the Spirit.
Amen.
We drink the one Spirit in the one body, and then He can bring forth the one new man.
Amen.
But this is all together a matter in our daily living. Are needing to drink Him in our daily living, and to allow Him to touch us in these ways in our daily living, and to be renewed in our mind. So He's really after, and He's after this one new man. The way to do this is just having our mind renewed, and the renewal of the spirit of our mind.
Amen.
So, Lord, God is speaking today. Every time I come here, I'm always very encouraged that, like, I will go back to the basics, that drinking.
Yeah.
So I have to confess that, it's not like we don't have value, but I have to confess that sometimes I just eat too much junk food. And we don't realize that we still keep on taking it in our daily life. The junk food could be from our work, it could be from our, you know. But it's just like, you know, it's so tasty. The worldly stuff is so tasty. With like one chip, you just eat one chip and then 10 chips, you're already into your stomach, you don't realize. But the thing is, once we have so many junk food, we don't have appetite for the Lord.
Right.
And that is our issue, that if we don't drink enough of Him, there's no way we can fight back to our own man or to the whole world. And another confess I have to make is, I am so... When I read the message, I just realized that I was so, my culture is so deep into my roots. It's just, when you're older, you realize that it's like, well, I need a way how to break my culture. And the thing is, I think even within my children and I, it's not an age gap we have, it's a cultural gap we have. I even realize that even I try my best to raise them up as an Asian kid. But then I just realized the culture of this society is having all into their mind. Amen. So it's not like I feel frustrated, but I realize that the only solution is back to this one new man.
Amen.
And they say it's very amazing, is this one new man is another humanity. It's not Asian or American, it's nothing else. It's this new humanity.
Amen.
We all need to learn.
Amen.
We all need to get into it.
Amen.
Otherwise, there's no solution in church life.
Amen.
There will be lots of problems within our family, within our community life, in the church life.
Amen.
Because the solution and the answer is Christ.
Amen.
And the Christ is this new humanity.
Amen.
So if the only thing is, in our daily life, we have to practice to eat more of Him, to grow in Him. Return back to the basic Christian life is eating and drinking again.
Amen.
So, just forget all the failure we have in the past week. So, every time I come here, I'm very encouraging that it's the present living. It's our incoming next week.
Amen.
We need to march on, encourage
Amen.
Each other.
Drink more, and drink more. Amen. Amen. Very quick. The new man, which is a corporate man, is one of the seven aspects of the church unveiled in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. When we say we need to put off our old man and put on our new man, which one is first and which one is second, it doesn't matter. We need to put off and put on. The way is we need to renew our mind. How to renew? We need to drink.
Amen.
The one spirit. And this remind me, yesterday because we have the video conference, the second message talk about the, I mean, it's about the warrior, right? God, the whole
armor
of God, right? We need to put on the new man, which will help me. I mean, the Lord keeps reminding me to put on this whole armor of God. So this morning, I was very busy about, you know, the six graders. There are 10 of them. Today, there are 7 of them came, and they need to be interviewed by the other brothers. So I need to back and forth, and I feel sorry to interrupt the meeting. But the Lord keeps reminding me I need to share my portion. Why? Because there's one item of the 6 items of God's armor. One of it is the truth, right? We need to have a faith of the truth. The shield of faith. To do what? Because there are the flame of the darts.
Yes.
Or keep, you know, shooting us, and to find the spot that can fire us, and so we will be away from this new man, away from the reality. So, because there are many thinking and thoughts are, you know, coming in, so I cannot 100% of, you know, fully enjoy the meeting and the Christ and everybody shared, because inside of me, in my mind, is very busy, this and that. Although it's a spiritual, you know, thing, I need to take care of all the children, all the classes, I need to take a look, but still, I need to come back to the spirit and be renewed, you know, moment by moment, renewed my mind. So once I drink the spirit and the truth of, you know, from the Lord, you know, which is the Lord Himself, Jesus Christ, I can be free, amen, to be back to the spirit, to the new man, to be built up together, amen.
Amen.
So
amen.
The message is very good, so stay and watch the video. Amen.
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 Oh, let's have one more.
Jesus. Amen. Sis, I didn't really have the morning watch for the week, but I'm really encouraged, you know, with what I'm hearing, you know, the saints speaking. And I was looking in week 2 of day 3, and Romans 2:12-2 says, "And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect." And also in Ephesians 4:23, "And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind." And in the morning nourishment, it says, "To have the practice of the new man, we must know who Christ is and where Christ is. Christ today is the life-giving spirit, and He is in our spirit."
Amen.
The life-giving spirit, Christ, is now in our spirit. And these two spirits mingle together to form the spirit of the mind.
Yes.
Ephesians 4:23 says that we are being renewed in the spirit of our mind. Our mind is being renewed through our realization that Christ, as the life-giving spirit, is mingled with our human spirit.
Yes.
It is uncommon today to hear a message concerning the mingled spirit or on being renewed in the spirit of our mind. Some who have never heard of the mingled spirit may teach that it is sufficient for us to read the Bible, win souls, and glorify God by our good behavior. However, Ephesians 4:23 is vital and crucial to us. The key to putting off the old man and putting on the new man is in being renewed in the spirit of our mind.
Amen.
So I was really encouraged that daily we need our mind renewed.
Amen.
Because I realize that the mind we can all see and that the mind is very powerful.
Right.
You know, the brother mentioned this verse, and I had it, you know, in my spirit this morning too, that the mindset on the flesh is death.
Right.
But the mindset on the spirit is life and peace.
Amen.
So to us to be renewed day by day, we have to choose the mind that is set on the spirit.
Right.
So day by day, let's continue to encourage each other or even to pray one another Amen. That we set our mind on the spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We truly appreciate this week. That our concept needs to be renewed.
Right.
We shouldn't just, you know, read about that we need to be renewed, but in our daily lives, even our concept of drinking, right? I was so touched by the brother who shared in the beginning. Our concept needs to be renewed, not just that we have a good behavior or better behavior, mm-hmm. but so that Christ can gain the one new man. You know, have you ever realized that our drinking is not just for our personal enjoyment. It is. It helps us, right?
Yes.
But our drinking is so that our minds can be renewed,
mm-hmm.
so that the one new man can come into more manifestation.
Amen. Amen.
Don't you realize that in our services in the church life, oh, we need a lot of drinking.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, many times we are dry because of a service, because of certain coordination. That really just shows that we need more of Christ as the Spirit.
Amen.
Right? We need to drink more.
Amen.
So, anyways, I just want to read this part. That with the burden that we need to have a renewed concept of our drinking.
Amen.
This is day, day four. I'm going to read a little bit from the morning nourishment. The only possibility of the Lord's eternal purpose being fulfilled in this age is we would all be willing to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. This means that we have to open up ourselves and drink of the Spirit in order that the Spirit may get into our being, saturating our natural mentality so that we can have a metabolic change in our way of life. Then there is much possibility for the new man to come into existence.
Amen.
There is one way. This way is through drinking of the one spirit.
Amen.
In Revelation 22, we see that the out of the throne proceeds the river, correct? And one of the characteristics of this river is that it was bright, right? Bright as crystal.
Amen.
Shows that there is no opaqueness.
Right.
It's clear.
Amen.
There's no mixture.
Amen.
Saints, when we drink, the Spirit purifies us.
Amen.
It washes away.
Amen.
Our natural concepts.
Amen.
It washes away our background and ethnicity. The way we were raised, oh, it purifies us.
Amen.
So that only Christ will remain.
Amen.
We need this kind of drinking, saints.
Amen.
We need to drink until the Spirit saturates, purifies, and saturates our inner man, right?
Amen.
From our inner man, it flows and spreads into our soul, particularly our mind.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, our mind.
Amen. Amen.
We need to drink with the few, with the feeling, with the even the prayer that, Lord, you will renew and saturate my mind.
Amen.
Not just for myself, but for the manifestation of the one new man.
Amen.
For the church life, for my daily life, I will have this kind of drinking.
Right.
Renew my concept of drinking.
Yes.
Day by day, as our brother mentioned, so from the scripture. We can set our mind on the Spirit with this view that He will have a way to get more of the one you miss.
Amen.
I have to confess, I'm short in this matter of this kind of drinking.
Right.
I drink for my personal benefit, and when it comes, when the true test comes, is when you need to serve.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
I'm a brother, but when I need to coordinate certain things in the kitchen, oh Lord, I need this kind of drinking.
Amen.
My poor drinking, or my not up to standard drinking, was exposed.
Amen.
Oh Lord, I was drinking mainly for my personal benefit, but now I realize for the one new man and for the church life.
Amen.
Lord, uplift our drinking.
Amen.
Day by day, we may enjoy the Spirit.
Amen.
What's in the Spirit? I think, you know, the brothers share a lot. Reality.
Yeah.
Holiness. One new man.
Sorry,
Christ Himself as the holiness and righteousness of the reality.
Amen.
It's all that we need, and it's the very constituent and the only constituent of this one new man.
Right.
And He is everything in the one new man.
Amen.
Oh, when we drink of Him, this person, this reality saturates us more.
Amen.
So that we can act and live in the church life for the one new man.
Amen.
And this is what? This is what will accomplish God's eternal purpose. To have this one person being expressed, not just in our daily living, but also in the church life.
Amen.
This is what bring Him back.
Amen.
So saints, our drinking is what will bring the Lord back.
Amen.
Did you realize that?
Yes.
May we drink in this way, and may we learn to take Him
Amen.
As the one Spirit, as the unique source of life.
Amen.
May He gain more manifestation of one man within us.
Amen.
And enjoy that we need to open our beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And allow Him. Oh Lord, allow Him to enter into us more
Amen.
And to saturate us more for the one new man.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, we'll just end here. How about let's end with some prayer?
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Oh Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord.
Amen. Keep us drinking, Lord.
Amen.
Purify us and clarify us.
Amen.
By drinking.
Amen.
For the one new man.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Lord, give us the thirst.
Amen.
Give us the thirst for the Word.
Amen.
Give us the thirst to be in constant contact with You.
Amen.
Oh, we need to have this thirst to have Your eternal life.
Amen.
We need to have this thirst to work Your will.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank You so much for this thirst.
Amen.
Yes. Right. Grant us thirst and hunger.
Amen.
Oh, belonging for You, Lord.
Amen.
Eat and drink of You every day.
Amen.
Oh, and live to You.
Amen.
Lord, give this week to You, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, they'll be enjoying You, Lord.
Amen.
Let You to permeate through our mind.
Amen.
Oh, so that we can transform.
Amen.
Oh, in the spirit of the mind, Lord.
Amen.
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 We're not here for our performance.
Amen.
For any kind of behavior.
Amen.
We like You to permeate our mind.
Amen.
We want reality.
Amen.
We want the new man.
Amen.
Really be brought forth in our daily living.
Amen.
Lord, keep us drinking.
Amen.
Keep us enjoying You more.
Amen.
Oh, for the church as the new man.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We give this week to You.
Amen.
We cause us to center our minds on the things that are above.
Yeah.
In Christ's name.
Yeah.
Oh, realizing that we die.
Amen.
Our life has been hidden with Christ in God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we need You.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, renew us in our mind.
Amen.
Oh, that we may not care for outward behavior.
Amen.
Oh, but for the one You man.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, we love You.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.